Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk host, and best-selling author. And I just want to say, in a transcript, educator is misspelled, so I'm sorry about that, but it doesn't really matter. It's the content that does matter. So my subject today is actually, why is hydration so important, and what does it mean? And I don't know if you got the introduction. It seems like my phone and my computer were not synchronized, so I'm just going to tell you again. My name is Denise Thompson. I welcome you to Get Healthy Now. My credentials are as a certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. And the subject today, or the topic today, is why is hydration so important and what does it mean? So the definition of hydration is actually, it's a process of causing something to absorb water. In our case, I'm talking about our body. And why is it so important? So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Body is actually, on the average, about 50% of the body is water, depending on gender and age. And so we need to make sure that, you know, when we do certain things, that we make sure we have enough hydration. And hydration refers, as I said in the definition, it refers to water, not to juice, not to soda, not to alcohol, strictly to water. So just to give you a little bit of facts about what's been going on and what I've been researching is this. Did you know that our body contains high percentage of water? So at least on the average 50%, but it's plus or minus. So at the age 12 through 18, males average 52 to 66% of water in their body. From 19 to 50 years old, 42 to 73%. And from 51 and older, it's 46 to 67%. Whereas females, teen, average about 49 to 63. Age 19 through 50, 41 through 60%. And 51 and older, 39 to 57%. And the most important one, and very different from the two above, is the infants and children. Birth to 6 months is 64 to 84%. 6 months to a year is 57 to 64%. And 1 to 12 years old is 49 to 75%. Can you see how it fluctuates? I'm not going to make you memorize any of that. I'm just going to give you a general rule towards the end so you kind of know what's going on. And the easiest one for right now to remember is about 50% of your body weight is water. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you should drink 80 ounces of water a day. If you weigh 130 pounds, it's about 65 ounces. And from what I've been studying as a health coach, a general rule is usually for women, 64 to 100 ounces of water a day, depending on age, depending on temperature outside, activity level you do, and all that stuff. And men, a little bit more, because they usually build stronger and taller. So where is actually all this water stored? So the brain and the heart have about 73% water. The lungs contain about 83% water. That's why when we have to breathe heavy, running up and down the stairs or something, or when we're jogging or when we're sprinting, we exhale more humidity. Therefore, we have to hydrate or drink more water to replenish it so our lungs can actually function perfectly. The skin is about 64% of water, which means that's why we need excellent skincare to protect our skin, because the skin is the largest organ of the body that actually protects the inner organs in our body. The muscles and the kidneys contain about 79% together, the bones 31%, and the cellular level is mostly water, about 90%. I got these numbers from Dr. J. Keith Fisher, MD, and the article was written by James Rowland on July 10th, 2019 in Healthline. So, why is water so important to body function? That's because we need to get everything working and calculating and how much we need and figuring out how to use it and when to drink and how much to drink. And is there a way to jumpstart our body in the morning? And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, there is. So, when you wake up in the morning, first thing, before you even get out of bed, but sit up, please, drink a glass or two of water. That is 8 to 16 ounces. That's going to help you jumpstart your cells, your cellular structure, your brain, and everything else, which is so important. So you really want to go there and just really jumpstart it. Your muscles are going to perform better. Your brain is going to perform better. Your blood circulation is going to be better when you give yourself that jump start of 8 to 16 ounces before you even get out of bed. Just sit up and drink those 16 ounces. I have usually a 16-ounce bottle of water or a 16-ounce glass of water with a lid right next to my bed. So when I wake up, after I've done my morning routine, which usually is prayer and stretching and read a scroll from the Ogmandino 10 scrolls to get my day set in a positive way. And then I sit up and I drink my 8 to 16 ounces of water. Then I start the day with the restroom to do whatever I need to do to get cleaned up, to get ready for the day. And my days usually are pretty good. My skin is hydrated, my cells are hydrated, and everything is functioning really well. So I said, I asked the question, why is water so important to body function? And it's actually very important in every system and function of the body, as many responsibilities. For example, the water is a building block of new cells and the key nutrient every cell relies on for survival. The water metabolizes and transports proteins and carbohydrates from food you eat to nourish your body. It helps the body flush waste, mainly through urine. It helps maintain a healthy body temperature through sweat and respiration when the temperature rises. It's part of the shock absorber system in the spine. Did you know that when your cells and your spine and everything is hydrated, you have less backaches? Wow, pretty neat to know, isn't it? So it protects also your sensitive tissue. It's part of the fluid that surrounds and protects the brain and a baby in a womb. Remember, women, you have that amniotic fluid. That's actually water, except it has some nutrients in it for the baby. But it's mostly water. The baby is coddled in water, the fetus, the embryo, fetus, baby. So it can grow and is protected. The main ingredient in saliva is water, and it helps keep your joints lubricated. Very important. I mean, when you have joint pain and the doctor says, your joint is rubbing against each other. There's no cartilage left, this or that. It's a lot. It has a lot to do, not everything. It has a lot to do with not enough hydration. And so it uses up the other things that were there to protect your joints. So be good to yourself. And definitely, you know, take care of yourself and drink as much as you need. Now, there's some other rules that you can apply to know whether or not you are hydrated properly. There are three colors to focus on when you go urinate. When your urine is really dark yellow and smelly, you are dehydrated. You do not drink enough water. When it's light yellow, that's actually the best. You're hydrated and everything is fine. When it's clear, just like the water, and you can't even see it, but you know you went, you might be a little bit overhydrated, so you might want to check that. I'm not saying you are, I say you might be. So, risks of dehydration. Oh man, there are so many. So, let me see. Oh, before I go to the risks, foods that contain a lot of water are actually strawberries and other berries, oranges and citrus fruits, lettuce, cucumbers, spinach, watermelon, cantaloupe and other melons, and skim milk. Those are quite good for hydration. However, those are not recommended. The fruits are not recommended, and the melons, in this case, for weight loss because they're high in sugar. And that's a fructose, which is a sugar. And when we eat too much sugar, we gain weight. But for general health, these are some really good signs. So when we are dehydrated, some of the symptoms that we have are fatigue, as I mentioned before, dark urine. Actually, even less frequent urination because it's so concentrated because you can't expel it because you don't have enough liquid within you. A dry mouth, dizziness, and confusion. Those are all things that have to do with hydration or lack thereof. These are some dehydration. Risks of dehydration are plentiful and serious. Heat-related injuries, starting with cramps, but not potentially leading to heat stroke. Urinary tract infections, kidney stones, and related illnesses. Seizures resulting from imbalances of sodium, potassium, and other electrolytes. And sudden drops in blood pressure, leading to fainting and falls or hypovolemic shock, a potentially life-threatening condition caused by abnormally low oxygen levels in your blood. Remember, or in your body. Remember I said the water that goes in your cells helps also with your blood circulation. So it is very important that we actually make sure we're hydrated. Is it possible to drink too much water? In some cases, it is. I mean, that lady that overhydrated before she tried to swim across the channel in England, she flooded her body with water. She drank way too much. That's why she drowned. But generally speaking, people who have congestive heart failure, kidney disease, or poorly managed diabetes might overhydrate. So those are things that you need to talk to your doctor about. Because as I said at the beginning, I am not a doctor, but I was a nurse, and I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach. So I know information. I do not prescribe anything. And I definitely do not make decisions for you. That's where your doctor comes in. So the takeaways are the exact percentage of water in your body changes with age, weight gain or loss, and daily water consumption and water loss. You're usually in a healthy range if your body water percentage is more than 50% throughout your life. And I told you already, it's easy to figure that out. Take your weight and divide it by 2, and then you have the average or the general rule of thumb for women, 64 to 100 ounces a day, and for men, a little bit more. When it's a normal day, when it's hot, even women need to drink more. When you jog, when you run up and down stairs, breathe a lot of water through the breathing, so you need to hydrate that, because remember, the lungs are very high in water. They're 83%. So taking all those things into consideration should really help you. There's another little trick on how you can see if you're dehydrated, and that's pinch the top of the skin, the skin on the top of the hand, and hold it for a minute, and then let it go and count the seconds, how many seconds it takes for it to go back to flat to normal. And that tells you how hydrated you are. If it springs right back and is very elastic, you are very well hydrated. If it takes a long time to go back to normal, you are dehydrated. Now, some other things that I want to add are actually, what did I want to say? Yeah, they're actually important in a sense that, I lost my train of thought. That does not happen too often. Okay. Well, so let me see if I can get back to recapping already what I've said. General rule of thumb, 64 to 100 ounces for women, more for men. Take into consideration the outside temperature or inside temperature in a house, your activity level, your breathing. If you breathe heavy, you need more water. I actually included as a gift the article that substantiates everything I've said. And I also included my email address for you to communicate with me whether this is helping you or not. If you have additional information or additional questions, all you need to do is write in the subject line BTR hydration, and then I know this is an email that I get to fish out of spam, because all my first emails always go into spam. Or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And again, it's only voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call, because I want to be 100% present when I talk to you and not do a whole bunch of multitasking. That does not serve you, and I will never be the best for you when I'm not scheduled, because then I focus on other things. So, let's see. Okay. So, there are actually 7 science-based health benefits of drinking enough water. And being dehydrated can negatively affect your body and brain. Here are 7 evidence-based health benefits of drinking water. How much water should you drink per day? We talked about that. So then there's exercises to tone every inch of your body. 18 remedies to get rid of headaches. Oh, that's another thing. When you're dehydrated, you get headaches. Or sometimes you feel hungry and you go and get a snack. And I'm pretty sure you agree with me. When you're really hungry, or you think you're really hungry, you don't really consider what serves you best in eating, what is healthiest for you to eat. But you just go to the pantry or to the refrigerator and you grab the first thing you see and you eat it. Is that so? If yes, think again. How can you put a challenge to this? Remember, I'm always talking about stop, challenge, choose. With stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask yourself, is this even true? And then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So when you feel hungry or you feel famished, instead of just going and eating anything, do yourself a huge favor. Stop that. Go and drink a glass of water. About 90% of the times, you were not hungry. You were thirsty, and you just didn't know it. And once you had that glass of water, you're perfectly fine for another, 2 to 3 hours, which is actually awesome, because the best way to keep a healthy hydration, a healthy blood sugar, and a healthy balance, actually, is by eating 6 times a day, about every 2.5 to 3 hours, starting half an hour to an hour after you get out of bed, to about an hour or maximum 2 hours before you go to bed with the last snack. And so it's really important that you divvy that up, because then your blood sugar cannot spike or drop too much. It stays pretty much balanced, which helps you with your energy level. It helps you with everything else. And every time before you have any small, I call them fuelings, because I kind of compare our body to a car, not because of this being sturdy or anything, but it works, the system. Have you ever seen a car driving without fuel in it? Okay, take our body. When a body does not get fueled properly, and as I say, I like the idea of every 2.5 to 3 hours, because it's helped me tremendously to go from size 18 down to size 4, and in the summer, usually a size 2, which is amazing. And it's not dieting, it's just changing the lifestyle, and I can help you with that. So if you choose to find out more, let me know. And I will do a health goal assessment with you to see how I can help you. So anyway, this whole thing has to do actually with total health, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances. You know my spiel, you know that when you're healthy in your mind, your body is usually healthy. And when your body is healthy, you don't need to go to the doctor. You don't need to get tests and medications and all things that you need to pay for, or doctor's visits. So you are actually saving money. And when you eat healthy and small portions, you don't waste food. And so it's another benefit in saving money. So all these things always, always, always go together. In whatever I say or do, ever is on my show with me, we can relate everything to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So that's the main point. And again, the highlights, hydration is very, very important. Jumpstart it first thing in the morning. Before you even get out of bed, sit up and drink 8 to 16 ounces, unless you're a kidney patient. Talk to your doctor about that. Or if you're in dialysis, you cannot drink that much water. You're limited. But I'm talking to people who are generally healthy. Okay. So the others, you definitely need to check with your doctor about anything. And so when you do that and jumpstart yourselves, which are mostly water, and it jumpstarts your blood flow, it jumpstarts your brain, it jumpstarts your organs, it helps you have a positive mind from the beginning on, because your brain is working well, and you're going to have a positive, active, creative day, and you get things accomplished that are important to you, or if you work for somebody else, to your boss. So again, just really make the very best out of it. And please feel free to contact any questions, because, I mean, honestly, I kind of got overly excited because that's a subject that I love so much that I lost my train of thought a couple of times. And for that, I do apologize. Though it does show I'm a regular human being filled with love and passion to help others out in finding out solutions on a better, healthier, and happier life. And that's why I'm actually on here, to make a difference. You don't need to be perfect to have a positive impact. And I've just proven it. So anyways, I hope that the information that I've shared with you and the facts that I've shared are helping you. As I said, I did include that article, and it's right in my transcript under cellular level. Is about 90%. It says medically reviewed by J.T. Fisher, M.D. I could not hyperlink it. It didn't allow me to. So just highlighted, copy and pasted it into the URL, and then you can look at the information yourself. It also gives you formulas on how to figure out exactly how much water you're supposed to drink and how to figure that out. I did not want to be too technical about this whole thing. So it's the Watson formula for men and the Watson formula for women. That's why I just gave you a very simple formula, which is take your body weight divided by 2. And that's the ounces you're supposed to drink, unless, again, kidney issues, dialysis, whatnot, or 64 to 100 ounces for women and more for men, 80 to 120 or so. So, having shared this with you, and I'm just excited for today. It's going to be the most wonderful day, because I feel like I have given you some information that you can use. And I just want you to enjoy it and make the best out of it. And please feel free to let me know which episodes you like the most. You know, I'm going to see that I get a guest speaker back on soon, because that is so important to me, to not always talk by myself. I like to have somebody else on it so we get to share and have more fun. Anyways, until next week, stay healthy and empowered, and I'll talk to you then again. Take care.